hearing loss among adolescents is up 30% over the last 20 years, according to the latest research. And so what the mayor and the health department are doing is launching a social media campaign to warn people, and particularly adolescents, that long and loud listening to an iPod or some other personal music player can really be dangerous. Not only can it lead to hearing loss, it can also lead to a ringing in the ear, to tinnitus. So the whole idea is to just give people a heads up that, that one of their personal choices could be potentially damaging.
Now, the mayor isn't actually proposing any new laws to limit the earbud use, right?
No, there's no legislation with this, and that's what makes it different from smoking and trans fats and salt and soda, the other public health crusades the mayor has been on. This one is, at the moment, purely a social media campaign with public and private money. But the mayor's approach is the same. Any time that someone does something dangerous, it's his view that it becomes a drag on the public health system. And so here, there's also that added factor of, you know, it can be annoying. You know, you're on a subway, a bus, you're in any crowded space, you know when somebody's iPod is cranked up.
Yeah, health seems to be a major emphasis for this mayor. Why is that?
Well, you know, in a city of 8 million people, when people get sick you know, if they don't have insurance in particular, it's a drag on hospitals and limited resources increasingly, and lots of people that need them. And he's, I think, trying to cut down on behaviors that he believes are avoidable. So you think that the limit on the size of soda, which many people here say is an infringement on personal freedom. Also, he says, well, it makes you fat, then you get diabetes, and then you end up in our hospitals, and it costs us money. That's the calculation the mayor seems to be making.
I think it's safe to say that New Yorkers are opinionated. What is their feeling on this mayor's health initiatives? Are they on board with him, or do they think maybe he's got more important things to do? What are they saying?
Well, you know, it depends. They usually follow a trajectory. Usually there's initial outrage, followed by, you know, kind of grudging acceptance. And then, at least with, say, the smoking ban indoors, nobody really seems to miss it. And that seems to be, you know, calorie counts on menus or trans fat reductions, sodium reductions. The size of soda takes effect next week, and that, you know, is drawing some outrage. But the mayor is convinced that each time he's right, and that people eventually kind of forget about the uproar.